Welcome to Lanya, a program about events, issues, and people. And joining me today is Lynn Clark with the Children's Coalition. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming in today. And a big weekend, all sorts of things going on for the Children's Coalition of Northeast Louisiana. Tell me what's happening this weekend.
Well, if you drive down Forsyth Avenue and you look over the Bayou Desert, you're going to see some boats in the water this week. So we're starting the Dragon Boat Festival. Our teams, we have 27 teams this year, are going to be practicing every evening in the water. And so we're very thankful to Bayou Desert Country Club for letting us use their dock. And then on Saturday, on the opposite side, on Guy Campbell's front lawn, we're going to be having the Bayou Desert First National Bank Dragon Boat Festival.
Now, this is a pretty cool thing. How many years have you done the Dragon Boat Festival?
So this is the third year for the Children's Coalition. The Dragon Boat Festival has been going for 7 years here in Monroe. And it's had big years and small years. This year promises to be one of the biggest so far. And what's really exciting this year is we have 9 boats that are all youth teams. So we have over 11 schools in our area that are participating. And so this will be the first time that we have that many kids rowing for kids.
So these are, I don't know what you call these boats. I guess they're called dragon boats, but they're like super long canoes with a whole bunch of people in them, right?
They're pretty skinny.
How many people can you get in one of these boats?
Well, they're 41 feet long, and okay. You can put 21 people. And so that's 20 rowers and a drummer that's sort of perched right there on the tip of it. It has a dragon head at the front, and you're in the water for about 3 minutes. But let me tell you, it's the longest 3 minutes I've ever rowed.
And you're fighting against other groups here to race down the bayou. Now, again, this is in front of Bayou Desert Country Club right there on Forsyth, and coming up this weekend. But you've been getting ready for this for a long time because you've been putting teams together. Tell me about the teams. What kind of places have supported teams with you guys?
So what's really exciting is we have some of the premier employers here in the area. You know, we have Coca-Cola Bottling United. We have Cognitive Development Center. Of course, we have Vantage, and we have CenturyLink. And a women's clinic, Knight Law Firm, Drax Biomax. We're so excited about all these exciting teams that are businesses. And so what they've done is they've come in as corporate sponsors. But we also have a lot of businesses that have come in as philanthropy sponsors, and they're the ones who are sponsoring the kids that are rowing in the water. And so to be able to have these different businesses supporting this wonderful team-building sport has just been a real boon for our community.
You know, I saw you guys on TV the other night, and y'all were getting ready to, it looked like people were at a fitness place, and they were practicing. They didn't have a boat. They were just standing there in the fitness place with the paddles. How long have these teams been working towards this goal?
So most of the teams got together in January, and so we've been having monthly events, actually 2 events each month. One has been with our partner Flying Tiger Brewery, and they've done a special Dragon's Breath brew for us. We had a fun run with InFit this last month, but we also have 2 fitness partners, Blue Sky Yoga. We've been doing monthly free yoga classes out there so we can stretch and be flexible, and then InFit has helped us to build our strength.
You guys have lots of events happening the day of. It's a little different than years past because you filled up all your teams, so you can't show up and row at this event. You're going to have to come out and support the rowers, and you're encouraging folks to come out and yell for the teams and come out and show their support. But there's other activities going on throughout the day.
Absolutely. Now, it's an absolutely free event for anybody who wants to come and watch. But we also are going to have a health fair that is going to start at 10 o'clock. And so we're going to have health screenings there, lots of cool activities for the kids, group fitness classes with our partners InFit and MisFit and Blue Sky. But we'll also have a marching band at 11 o'clock. Neville Marching Band is going to kick off the festivities. The teams will march. That's over 600 people in costume marching down Loop Road. And then the races start at noon. But the night before is actually when everything starts.
Tell me about that.
So we're going to have a Dragon Tail Fun Run. And that's sponsored by InFit. And so there's a small registration fee. But if you're a member of the coalition or if you're rowing in a boat, you get to run for free. And if you run, you get a VIP ticket to the Dotting of the I party, which used to be only for teams. But we really wanted to open it up to all those people who want to just participate.
It seems like something for Ohio State fans, the Dotting of the I. Isn't that what the tuba player does with the band?
Yeah, well, this is like that, but it's just a little dragon eye.
So. Okay. You're also giving away a boat. Tell me about that.
So this year's really all about joining the coalition. You can join the Children's Coalition for as little as $25. And if you join today, and you can go to our website, childrenscoalition.org, or you can join at the festival, you are automatically entered in our members-only giveaway, which is the coolest thing I've ever seen. It's H2O To Go has donated this, and it's a Vibe. I've got to get this right, Corey. A Vibe Skipjack. It's just this great little
it's
kayak.
It's that little flat kayak thing. I've seen it.
It is.
It was on my Christmas list. I got to maybe come up with a little more cash to get one. Tell folks quickly about the Children's Coalition. We got a minute left. What do you guys do?
So we just moved downtown, and we're so thankful to all of our partners that have helped us to do that. So we're all located at 117 Hall Drive, and you can find out more about us at childrenscoalition.org. We're here to serve the children and families of Northeast Louisiana.
I actually drove by and checked out your new building last night. You got it looking good.
Thank you.
This is 90.3 KEDM. That's Lynn Clark. It is the First National Bank Bayou Desir Dragon Boat Festival going on this weekend, the fun run Friday night, and the festival going on all day Saturday. You can find out more by visiting childrenscoalition.org and by going to our website, kedm.org.